altar call. A traditional invitation for a person to come physically to an altar to be saved. An altar is not mentioned in the New Testament except in reference to Mosaic law and in heaven, Book of Revelation. The tradition of having an altar in a Christian church is rather bizarre. In Hebrews, the point is emphatically made that there is no more need for sacrifice. And sacrifice was the purpose of the Hebrew altar. When a person comes to Christ for salvation, Christ is not looking for a sacrifice. He's looking for a believer to receive his sacrifice. That is why the gospel is really, really good news. Freely we receive, freely we give. Matthew 10:8. The message of the hour, the one the Holy Spirit is empowering, is the message of the mystery of the kingdom. That message is revealed in Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ means anointing. Jesus is the anointed one. He prayed the Father and the Holy Spirit. Anointing was poured upon us. Jesus was not preoccupied with personal sin. He lived above it by the anointing. Those who are not anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit, are weak in vision and action, falling subject to sin while failing to experience the glory that is our hope. Eternal life is the gift of God. It is totally free, but it is not cheap. A person may gain eternal life and never experience abundant life. In order to experience abundant life, a believer must grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Without that growth, discipleship, they're weak, regardless of how pious they are. God wants us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6:10. When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit and is discipled properly, glory will manifest through them by the Spirit and the Word. That glory will always include the manifestation of the new spirit being, but the detail of that manifestation depends on the circumstances of the believer. The glory for the third world convert is different than the glory of the first world convert. God works within the constraints of faith and human resources. But the main limiting factor in our lives is our vision. If we see the gospel revealing God as our heavenly Father who bankrupted heaven to redeem us, to bring us into fellowship with Him, to fill us with His Spirit, we have one vision. If we see the gospel as God having thrown down yet another gauntlet for us to measure up to in order to earn His favor, we have a different vision. Remember, Jesus said, "According to your faith be it unto you." And He also said, "When the Son comes, shall He find faith on the earth?" Paul said, "But this I say, by which sows, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully." 2 Corinthians 9:6. As to altar calls, extreme sorrow for sin is completely unnecessary for salvation. Preference for and acceptance of a new life in Christ is all that is necessary. That is repentance. And it's demonstrated by believing on Him as Savior and Lord and confessing that God has raised Him from the dead. In order for our ministry to be effective, it must be powered by the Holy Spirit. In order for a Christian's life to be effective, they must be powered by the Holy Spirit. So receive Christ however and wherever convenient. That is step one. But above all things, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, so that you may experience abundant life.